Question 31. From early on, the notion of chunking, that is, the process by which intelligent agents segment the stream of experience into units that are bounded, classifiable, and thus more readily recognized and remembered, has played an important role in the sciences of mind. For instance, what Marvin Minsky, a cognitive scientist, called frames, or structures for representing and remembering stereotypical situations, for example, being in a living room or a store, were for Minsky a means for organizing knowledge of the world into discrete, manageable chunks. It is easier to organize knowledge and behavior if the vast realms of experience are subdivided. Indeed, the world would quickly become unmanageable if I had to sort through every possible concept and potential course of action at every given moment. Minsky's idea of frames was designed to explain how knowing what one does when in a house can be separated from knowing what one does in a grocery store, so that one will not look for a shopping cart in a neighbor's living room, or inversely, seek out a comfortable sofa in the cereal aisle.